Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Ken Yancey back on the show. Ken's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of our favorite folks here. He's the CEO of SCORE. You know who they are. They're the volunteers that fan out across the country, volunteering to help small business owners, startups, and operating businesses, helping them put their best foot forward in the marketplace across the landscape. Whatever the category of small business, they're out there doing it. And Ken joins us from time to time to give us some report on what he sees out there in the marketplace and what they're doing. Ken Yancey, welcome back to the show.
Jim, always good to be with you. Thanks for all that you're doing to support small business. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you saying that. Ken, thanks again for being here. And before we're going to get into a couple of specifics about what you guys are doing later in our visit. But before we get there, I'd like for you to give my audience a little bit of a tour of what you are seeing. You're out there crisscrossing the country, talking to folks. Your volunteers are out there. Your SCORE volunteers are out there helping small business owners and talking to them and finding out what the landscape looks like. What are you hearing? What are you seeing out there these days?
You know, Jim, our volunteers across the country, as you know, 13,500. What we're seeing for the most part is companies that still want more customers. They want more sales. They want the cash flow that results from those sales. You know, so many of those businesses, while debt is interesting and equity is interesting, you know, without the cash flow to service that debt, without, you know, the opportunity to grow and to build their business by adding good quality customers or increasing their share of wallet with existing customers, a lot of that doesn't make a lot of sense. So what we see most of the time are those that want to grow their sales. We are seeing businesses start. You know, businesses start in good times and bad times. Most of the folks that are coming to us to start their business are starting with money from friends and family or their own savings, or starting businesses that don't require a really significant capital outlay to start with. As you know, businesses on average only take about $5,000 to $7,000 to start. That's what the average business uses to start. Some that are capital intensive certainly more than that, but a lot of small businesses start at that level.
Well, if you've got simple expenses, if you don't have a lot of expenses, you can start a lot cheaper than that. I promise you, I started my small business 23 years ago on less than $7,000. I you couldn't call me undercapitalized because that presumed I had some capital. But no, you're right. And the thing is in the intervening years, because of technology, you can start a business and ramp up and gain some critical mass in terms of capability a lot less expensively than before.
Sure.
So what you're seeing though is reflecting the kind of economic growth that we're having, isn't it? Very tepid,
yeah.
Very slow, and just kind of in the doldrums, isn't it?
You know, it is. I'm not sure in the doldrums. You know me. I'm kind of a glass half full guy. I think what you've got though is, you know, what we also need is some certainty in our marketplace. You know, we're not exactly sure what's going to happen after the election. We're not exactly sure what's going to happen in the election. You know, we have this fiscal cliff that we're all concerned about. We have concerns over increased taxes. We have concerns over changes that will impact small businesses, not just in their tax rates, but also in other government regulation. And I think it's going to be really important that Congress and the new president demonstrate some really strong leadership and create some certainty in the marketplace so that we can all begin making decisions. You know, I'm sure you're aware there are a lot of small businesses. SCORE is one. We've got some open positions that we'd love to fill.
Mm-hmm.
But right now in this environment, our funding is uncertain. Mm-hmm. We don't know, what the new year's going to bring and what the new Congress is going to bring. So we're holding off making some decisions that could, you know, in all honesty, help some people and help the economy. So
what we have to all have to realize is that all of these little things are building blocks on top of each other. One little piece of good news begets another piece of good news, and then it compounds, and that's how an economy gets to grow.
It just
seems like we've had a lot of bad news lately, and I'm hoping, as you say, I'm hoping that 2013 will bring a little bit more optimism, and a little more growth, hopefully. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back. Ken Yancey wants to talk to us about some things that his organization is doing with some partners to help veterans start their businesses. 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.